Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com. Or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't yeah. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. see. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed, love is a current of energy that flows through you. It flows through me. It flows through you. It flows through your children, your grandchildren. It is that one powerful force that holds us together. And when you embrace it, you can open your heart to release the load, to just be free, to open up for more wisdom, more insight. Thank you, Makore, for that one. Tapped In by Makore. You can find out more about him by going to ReverbNation.com. ReverbNation.com/4Direction. And that's the number one. That's in number 4 directions, not the number one. Let's start out again. ReverbNation.com/4Directions. And you find Makore on there, or you can find him on Facebook. He's reminding us to tap in. And when we tap in, as parents, as grandparents, as brothers, as uncles, as a society, we'll stop inflicting pain on one another. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you make a difference. You hear that every time I start the show, but I really, really mean that. You make a difference. You make a difference, and I'm talking about a positive, a powerful impact on this earth. Who you are right now is making a difference, even if you have children or not. We all have something to contribute. So never underestimate the power of love that is flowing through you. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and I trust that everybody is feeling grounded. I'm grounded. My body's catching up with my groundedness. But since my spirit is grounded, I ain't worried about my body. My body will follow. You know, spirit first, mind later, and the body will follow. So I'm not even tripping about my body. My body's doing what it does, but I'm grounded. So I trust you guys are. And today is our Conscious Parenting Show, the last Wednesday of the month, with Michelle Brown Stafford. And, you know, I am grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I just have beautiful, amazing people in my life. So I can't wait to bring Michelle to you and share her with you some more. Just for an hour, I get to keep it to myself. Well, no, just every now and then. Her husband gets to keep her to herself. Oh, boy. Okay, now, there we go. It doesn't take much for me to start acting silly. But, okay, but, you know, if you're listening to the show for the first time, it's okay. Don't worry. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. It's okay. There's a method to my madness. Sometimes we need a little bit of laughter and jokes to just kind of chill ourselves down a little. But anyway, let's go through some inspiration. Speaking of gratitude, gratitude from the Daily Word, dailyword.com. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So the theme is gratitude. The affirmation is, I am grateful for everyone and everything. I can stop right there. I get it. I am grateful for everyone and everything. As I awake, I take a deep body feeling breath in and out. With each breath, I express love and gratitude for the new day and many opportunities that awaits me. Gratitude and praise open the way for greater joy and richer love experiences. Appreciation fills me with vitality and enthusiasm. I feel renewed and filled with life's energy. My heart is open and receptive to new experiences, knowing that whatever comes my way, I will see and feel the good in it. As I go about the activities of my day, I feel myself swaying with the rhythm of love and gratitude. I audibly say, thank you, as if the whole world could hear it, and I imagine it responding back to me, you are welcome. I love this. This is just beautiful. It's full of beauty. It's full of the essence of love of God. And, you know, don't matter if you don't believe in God. Like I've been telling you the last few days, it don't matter if you don't believe in God, if you're atheist, if you're Muslim or Christian, you just don't even know. Like, after we die, it's all over. So be it. But can you be loved right now? Can you be the best human being? Can you be the best creation that's about to expire real soon? But in this time, you can be your best. That's all that's called for. That is all that is needed. Don't get caught up in what's happening later on after. Your mind can't handle it. Because if you don't believe in it, your mind can handle it. So don't even think about it. If you can think about it, that's because your mind can handle it. But now is the only time. Now is the only time, and now is the time for it's not Ancestral Blueprints. I was going to tell you about that. Now it's time for Conscious Parenting. But I want to remind you that 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, I'll be back, which is an hour right after the show. This goes on Conscious Parenting is 12 to 1 p.m. And then I'll be back an hour later to host Ancestral Blueprint with my dear friend, Lisa Iverson. And I'm in paradise. What can I say? Let's see, any other announcements? Well, quick announcement, another one. Next Wednesday, Betty Pegues is here. Betty's here twice a month now instead of once a month for Ancestral. Now, what is going on with this Ancestral thing? They're just showing up in everything. Betty Pegues is back here next Wednesday, twice a month now, for Spiritual Tag Team. Ancestral Blueprint is at 2 p.m. Okay, so now leave me alone. I told you my body's catching up with my grounded spirit, but that's okay. At least I get to hear myself most of the time. Well, actually, no. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm just going to bring Michelle to rescue me, because if I keep talking, I don't know where I'm going to end up. Rescue me, Michelle. Please let me know that I am a gifted spirit. Please, I am a gifted spirit. And remind me that I am.
You do, sweetheart. That's all. You're just elated. And I can feel that. I mean, you're in a whole other frequency here. How delicious. How are you, sweetie? It's good to be back
good.
With you.
I am good. I am grateful. Grateful for the opportunity to share, to teach, and
no
just
problem.
Be a space for inspiration. So,
all
is well.
Yes, definitely, Ade. Mm-hmm. But listen, I was just thinking as you were going on about how you were feeling, I said, you know, there's got to be another phrase that's even higher than I'm doing well. I mean, you know, when life is just that good for you, you know, sometimes, well, for me anyway, I find myself searching for, it's got to be something else, another way to articulate this feeling that everything in life is just delicious, you know. So anyway,
yes,
that's, I'm pretty much there with you. I am. But again, good to be back with you.
Y'all in trouble. Michelle and I have vibrated at high frequency. Y'all better hold on to your wigs and your belt and everything and your seatbelt because we're going to blow you out.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. So we're going to try to focus.
Yes, indeed. We welcome all of you. Welcome your comments, your thoughts, your ideas. Today we're continuing last week's. Okay, well, it's okay. It don't matter. It's the same thing to go last minute, last week, last month. It's just like, it's a moment. Last month's conversation, we were talking about discipline and children, the smacking up, the smart, I don't know what we call it, but it was about discipline. But so we want to continue that because we want to move to a place of parents being a model. But, you know, so if you didn't catch last month's show, just make sure you check it out. It's the last Wednesday of every month. Michelle is here last Wednesday of every month. So just whatever date that is, go look for it. I'm not doing too much work. But today we're continuing the conversation. So I'm just going to throw it to Michelle to take it away.
Yeah, okay. Like you said, Ade, we really wanted to continue what was discussed last month because there were some of the callers who kind of touched on something that's definitely true for many parents. And that was that we tend to relate to our children based on our own experiences with our own parents. And I really got to reflecting about that in preparation for this month's segment because for me, Ade, I tend to really connect with people when I'm authentic. And so a lot of times I'm pretty much an open book. I share all kinds of things, you know, that has gone on with me personally, especially when it comes to what I've done with my own children. But for me personally, it's like, okay, so I ask myself, what did I really, really get from my own parents, you know, and what did I incorporate with my own style of parenting? And I could not believe that when I reflected on it, there was so much. I mean, really a lot of things, good or bad, you know. I mean, I let other people make that judgment. But the thing was, real quick, my parents were very young. In fact, my mother was 14, believe it or not, when she was pregnant with me and had me at 15. And my dad, he actually should have been locked up because he was 19. He was an adult. But anyway, so here's, I'm bringing that up to say, not the most ideal situation. There were a lot of things that I did learn from that. And I do remember growing up, as I was young, saying so many things like, you know, I can't imagine, I would never do any of this stuff to my kids. I remember saying that. And apparently I kind of tucked that away in my memory because, like I said, even with the stuff that they may not have gotten right, but there were quite a few things they did. For instance, like my mom, she was a stickler about young ladies presenting themselves a certain way. Now I can see how that carried over to me and consequently to her granddaughter. My dad was one who focused on education because he was a factory worker at Chrysler in Detroit. And his thing was, you know, it was important for his girls to go to college. He also was the one, Ade, who presented the idea of workbooks to me and my sister. Mm-hmm. So, can't believe how that, you know, kind of transferred over to, you know, his grandson or both of his grandkids with me. So, but anyway, there were a lot of things, like I said, I've gotten from them. And one thing was, and you talk about conscious parenting, here's a few things. One, children matter. Okay, and it's just cool to just give them a voice in decisions affecting them. Another thing I learned is that parents aren't infallible. I mean, really? I mean, we make mistakes. And what I've learned is the more secure you are in admitting that to yourself and even to your children at times, that that makes a difference. Another thing I also learned was that, it's important for parents to kind of set the tone in the home regarding expectations, or even things that are important to them, whether it is the pursuit of well-being, education, or even holiday seasons. I mean, I tell you, I still like to listen to my Nat King Cole. I got that from my dad. Christmas time, you know, it was a big deal in our home, so that kind of carried over to me and my kids. But anyway, I'm saying all this to say that, believe it or not, what we do really, I mean, in so many ways that you can't even fathom, affects our kids, you know, and it does provide them the framework, not just for their, you know, relationships with member of the opposite sex or member of the same sex, you know, in the, you know, intimate relationships, but your relationships with your children. So,
right.
Yeah, those things are kind of, yeah, it was kind of deep. It really was. So this is going to be a real fun topic, talking about setting, you know, being a good role model for our kids.
And it's interesting because I hear your story and I'm like, wow. And there's so much in there. And I don't know, I'm sure listening
it really
to
is.
Things
yeah.
that your mom was pregnant with you when she was 14. And look at
yeah.
what you're doing now. And you're saying he should have been put in jail. But imagine, you know, and
yeah,
just
no,
what
right.
could have been called a post a mistake or she was immature, whatever. Look at the legacy that has been
that
left
she,
from that experience.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
you're absolutely
your mother,
right.
Society can say, well, she had her child. She was pregnant when she was 14. But she left a legacy of how young girls should teach to treat themselves, you know, and what your father taught. And it's really, it's,
see,
for
how
me,
that plays
I think,
out,
when we
yeah.
start looking at life like that and recognizing that sometimes, not even sometimes, we don't have the big picture. We only have our own point of view. But
exactly.
I love when you say we need to remember that children matter. We
they
need
do.
To remember
yeah.
that children matter, that parents
yeah.
make mistakes.
Yes.
Parents make mistakes.
Yes.
And more importantly, children are simply little people. They're nothing. They're little people. They are a reflection of us, an expression of us, and the expression of something greater. And when we learn to love and honor who they are and listen to them, it would affect who we're being. So, you know,
absolutely.
I am just so grateful for the work you're doing. And, we're going to step it up a little bit more. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Chinue Phillips is in the chat room. Elevate the Soul is in the house. Emilio Glenda. Sender Springer, Glowing Gooch. We've got silent listeners. Kamau is listening. Nahali is listening. Tamara is listening. Just all folks listening.
Wonderful.
From the world.
Great.
Les is listening. We've got people listening on Skype or private number. And what I want to do, let's talk about role modeling for children in the area of discipline. And then we're going to take some calls. So let's talk about role modeling. How important is that?
Well, you know, again, we really laid the basis for how what we do really becomes the framework from which our children, you know, have their parenting experience. Now, in terms of discipline, one thing I also learned, too, that's important is parents must learn to be consistent. I mean, you would not believe how many kids can, well, try to get over on their parents when the parents are not as firm or is not as consistent as they should be. I mean, even when we're talking about on the, you know, little mundane levels, like let's say you expect your child to have a clean room, or you've given them the directive to clean up behind themselves, so on and so forth. Now, believe it or not, I'm still dealing with this with my son. But the thing is, there are some kids who really just enjoy testing the limits. They do. Some of them make it a sport to see how far they can get with mom and dad. But the thing is, once the child, this is also what I've learned. Now, thank God, not through my kids, although they're not perfect either. But there have been parents who have reported this, and psychologists have said, once a child find out or figure out that they can get over on their parents, it's just, you might as well forget it. I mean, really.
It's over.
You lost total control and respect and all kinds of, yes, and I've seen, and I really have seen it, especially with gifted kids. And there were some adults who have mentioned, too, who were kind of, I guess, labeled as gifted when they were younger, that, they, honestly stating, that once I figured out that, I can outthink my parents, then it was just, but it no holds barred for them. But the thing is, you got to make sure that you set limits, have some kind of expectations to, and be consistent in it. Now, here's the thing because we are talking about life, And just as the kids are growing, we're growing too as human beings today. If you decide, if you change your mind about a particular, I don't know, rule or course of action, be sure to talk to your kids about it and tell them why. Because I think I spoke to you all before about what happened with me personally with my kids, because we had raised them to understand why we were doing what we were doing and why they couldn't do these certain things. And they understood that. So we kind of set the pattern for them to understand why we do what we do. Now, the moment I went against it, you know, I had problems with both my kids because they weren't used to, you know, you just do it because I say so, that kind of thing. But later on, though, after I explained to them why, you know, things have changed or why, you know, I wanted them to do a particular thing, then they were like, oh, well, that makes sense, Mommy. You know, you just you didn't explain it to me. So, you know, I'm telling you, you're right. These are little people here. These are little people. And don't let the stature, you know, their small stature make you think that you don't owe them the same respect and attention that you would someone, you know, who may be a peer of yours. Or another adult, you know what I mean? I mean, of course, you explain things according to their age. I mean, you must do that. You can't overwhelm them with the adult stuff, but certain things that they can understand. Right. Of course, you know, have that have the conversations with them. And trust me, the whole discipline thing would just go over a lot better than, you know. I mean, it's always a little difficult, but it would just be a lot easier, you know, if you be consistent and then talk with your kids.
You know, you brought up the story about you and your daughter. At the moment, I was thinking about it because I listened to the show yesterday, and that was very impactful for me. That, you know, there was a time you told your daughter, just you won't feel like explaining just because I said so, go do it. And then later on, when you start talking to her, she said, oh, now I understand. Why did you say that? It's wow. And I was thinking of that story when you started telling it now. It's like, oh, great. Because, you know, and I think it takes, I mean, even the fact that you went back and clarified and explained to her, say something about your parenting skills.
Yeah,
and I think
thank you.
I want us to kind of look at a parenting, and it doesn't matter if you're a parent, a grandparent, a step-parent, whatever. It's what can be really done. And the other thing that I love that you shared from last month's show is your husband said, parents don't want justice, they want peace. I so get it. Because, but here's the catch. The catch is, you ain't having no peace if ain't no justice.
That's the thing.
You know?
Yep.
So
what
I want us to do is, I think we can talk about that before we take a break, is what can parents do? Because I think sometimes we know, when I say no, I'm touching my head now, we know intellectually what to do. But it takes an emotional intelligence to actually live that out. Let's talk a bit about the emotional intelligence for parents, adults, so that they can communicate with their young ones from a place that's emotionally balanced.
Right. Well, did you want to go into that now, you say, or?
Let's start the conversation now, and then we'll continue after the paper.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, again, when you consider that your kids are human beings and that they matter, that they are important, and you consider and you're also contemplating a particular predicament or situation, I remember always wanting or thinking about what is the outcome? What kind of outcome did we really want for this? You know, because you know, you want something that, first of all, that is the desired outcome, but you also want your child to learn from the experiences because you're going to learn from it too, you know? So I remember, okay, this is what makes sense for me or to me, and this feeling that, you know, either Marty or Stephen would benefit if we took this particular direction. And so the whole thing about being, you know, like you said, knowing intellectually what to do and then actually, you know, feeling it emotionally, you're right. Those are two different, whole different realms, because when you are in the thick of it, in the trenches a day, you tend to pretty much act on emotion for the most part, you know.
Yes.
But when you contemplate it beforehand, I mean, really give it some thought.
Yes.
That's what this show is about, conscious parenting. Then you will actually, you will have a different outcome. Even let me just real quick with the whole thing about Stephen in college. I mean, when he was in school, the last time we tried to put him in elementary school. Now, this kid, again, was already at high school level. And my thing is, I wanted to go to work that day. That was what I wanted for me, for myself. Because I had been with these kids, and it's like, I got to get back out there. I need adult, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so the first few weeks when I saw and felt that it wasn't working, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I did kind of justify it. Oh, no, I'll be, you know, he'll be okay. He'll be just like other kids. They deal with this all the time. But when I saw how it really was affecting him, you know, I mean, I had to really assess that emotionally. I mean, I wasn't feeling good. And intellectually, I knew better. So, I mean, sometimes, yeah, you find yourself in those situations where, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, yeah, and sometimes it's all about emotion. And so I considered how Stephen felt and how I felt leaving him there. And it got to a point to where it felt like it would have been negligent for me to do that. So, yeah, I mean, just bringing that up. I mean, listen, this parenting business, it is a practice. I'm telling you, this is not easy. It's not easy sometimes, you know. And real quick, I'll share this too. We had just had finished an interview with Ebony Magazine, and we had a wonderful writer. He was just fantastic. And he had asked some questions even after he had come to our home and, you know, met with us. And it was a particular situation involving Stephen in college. And even then, the question he posed, I kind of second-guessed. I said, maybe we should have done this, and maybe we should have done that. And he was shocked because he said, "Even Ms. Stafford, even with the outcome that you do have now that you're experiencing, you're still, as a parent, second-guessing." It's like, yeah, whether, you know, we should have gone a different route. And I'm going to tell you, that's how it is as a parent, you know. So anyway, I went off on a tangent, but. Yeah,
No, you are doing just what
is
actually
bring it back home.
I'm
man,
to you.
The emotional
one
thing.
Of the I was thinking about the whole thing about parenting there. You know, parenting, for me, I've always said, you know, I think parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice next to marriage or romantic relationships.
Yes. Yeah,
parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice.
I agree.
And I don't have children of my own, and I don't take it lightly. And but I also know that even if we don't have children, and I'm talking to everyone that says, well, I don't have children, but I think we all have something to contribute. But for me, I believe parenting helps the parents, the grandparents, the adults, the step-parents, to really look at themselves and see how they're showing up.
As the tree
and the children as the fruit. So it's just so important. It's so important. We're going to take a quick break. I see a lot of hands up in the chat room.
Let's anxious to get to the hands. Okay.
And we're listening to conscious parenting, meaning the way you parent from a place from wakefulness. You're awake. You're thinking about things before it happens. You don't wait. You don't pretend they're not going to school. You don't pretend they're not watching movies or maybe their friends are swearing and talking about sex around them. You don't just go in a hole and say, oh, that's my baby. No, they don't do stuff like that. You're conscious about what's happening. You're dealing with it before it happens.
Right.
So when it does happen, you're equipped to assist them, to move them in a direction that you would like to see them go. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you want to find out more about Michelle Brown Stafford, you can go to her website, giftedspirit.com, gifted-spirit.com. And really, if you know her very well, she reminds you that all the children are gifted. And Stephen is an example of every children that we see on a day-to-day basis. But you must be willing, Stephen, his or son, and that put the link in there. Gifted Spirit. If you go to giftedspirit.com, gifted-spirit.com, there you see a link there for information about Stephen as well, who is in Morehouse. And he's how old now? 15?
Believe it or not, he'll be 15 this weekend. He's growing up.
Happy birthday, Stephen. And this is his second year at Morehouse, right?
Yeah, going into his third year.
Wow.
I know.
Let's move on. Before I start, I'm going to start feeling ungifted. Oh, God, you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Adam. We're taking calls when we come back. Those of you in the chat room, those of you listening to the archive, thank you so much. Thank those of you that are sharing the show, clicking the share button, the link, what's the other button that you click? The like button. Thank you for putting the word out there. We appreciate you. We appreciate There we go. Speaking of children. Life is good and it's getting better. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it rolling. And let's see, what am I looking for? I'm looking for this because this is what it's about.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You have to become the change you want to see, or else you're banging your head against the wall.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. That's the example of being a role model. You've got to be. You've got to deal with your own issues, or you take it out of your children. And then when they become teenagers and they're rebelling, you be like, I gave you everything you wanted. I gave you the weed, the peer. I mean, no, what you wanted was emotional support. But you can deal with your own stuff, so you kind of left them out hanging. Now they're fighting back.
Yep.
But anyway, what do I know? I don't have children. Thank God for God.
No,
I got wisdom and insight.
You, I think you nailed it, though, Ade. You're dead on with that one, okay?
I'm just trying to shut people up. I say, what does he know? So, you know, when people try to say something to you and you say, yeah, you're right, and then you they're like, okay, good, he don't know nothing. And then I just give it to them. I'm just like, okay, so I do something else and whack them in the face. But anyway, okay, I'm getting out of hand here. Elevate the soul, Glenda, Tanya, Glowing Gooch, Silent Listeners, Kamau, thank you, Nahali, notably, Nisi is in the chat room, and Joyful Tamara, mm-hmm. Joy. And I want to read something from Kamau here, my dear brother friend, who now lives, well, he's been living in Spain for a long time. Children are little bodies with huge souls and hearts. Yeah. I agree with Michelle that transparency is vital in being a model for children. They learn from watching us fall and then pick ourselves up. So true. So true.
Let's take some calls. We've got some hands up here.
Yeah, let's.
And
good.
Those of you who want to call, those of you listening on the phone line, you say, what's the number again? It's 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad so that way I'll know you've got a question, comment, thoughts, ideas, disagreements, or whatever. Bring it on. So this is a Skype number or private number. So if you call in from a private number, Skype number, it's you. What's your name?
My name is Queen Goddess Lucas. Yep.
Queen Hello. Goddess Eucas, how are you doing, Queen?
I am doing wonderful, and I am so grateful that you all are talking about my favorite beings on the planet, the young. And I didn't hear everything, but I got the essence of it. I was sure I had the essence of it, but when you said your young male is in at Morehouse, which is a college, at 15, wow, Mama, you're good. And
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being that kind of a mother. I too have not birthed a child, but I have been blessed with the opportunity to work with children, off and on in the arts in various arenas, and I have seen many things. And the thing I want to speak about is the interrelationship of the teacher and the importance of the teacher in the children's lives, and the parents needing to embrace the teachers in a different way. Because in reality, other than parents like yourself, who are very much on top of it, which is rare, at least in my experience, I look forward to having more people, more parents like you, of the children that I encounter. That the teachers need to be honored, because not only by the parents, but the system, because they spend 7-8 hours a day with the young. And it's important that there be that connection, that if your child has issues, specialties, anything, that the teacher needs to know to help her to raise your child to a higher level, then this should be imparted. And if your child is a little running around trying to be the worst devil on the planet, that you need to also be willing to address those issues so as not to disrupt the life of the teacher and the other students.
Absolutely.
So I just want to say that. And I commend you all for speaking about the children, because as I started, they are my favorite beings on the planet. Mm. And they deserve everything that we can give them. And in return, they give us so, so much when they are in a space where they can grow and flourish.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. Thank you, Queen Goddess. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, Michelle.
You know, Queen Goddess, actually, that is exactly what I extol to so many parents, every parent I come in contact with, especially during the workshops that I give, is that I try to put them in a position where they can understand the teacher, because I kind of liken it to, or I try to liken it to a parent who has 20 or 30 kids, and they're having to raise them and be responsible for everything related to their well-being and upbringing, so on and so forth. You're right. Teachers have these kids, 7 or 8 hours a day, and they can only do so much, especially when they have 20 or so kids, which is one of the reasons why I talk to parents about doing different things with their kids. But in addition to that, though, I also admonish parents to get to know their kids, because, yes, we all know that there are a lot of people who don't put as much into parenting as they should. And so when these kids do have emotional issues or whatever psychological challenges, you know, that may arise, that parents will be on top of it, you know, because to be honest with you, children won't learn. It'll be hard for them. I mean, I tell you, I'm coaching kids now a day, and if there's some kind of emotional issue going on with them, they can't retain anything. They can't do anything.
Right.
And I don't press the issue because kids tend to focus on whatever it is that's bothering them. Their energy goes towards the problem. And anything else that may require their attention or that needs their attention, they're not going to tune into. So she's absolutely right. Parents need to be more supportive of the kids, I mean, of the teachers, and, you know, vice versa. So that's what I'm about.
When King Goddess said teachers, I just felt this energy surge through me. I was working with some second graders for like, I think about 3 months. And every day I went in, I was there for an hour. And mm-hmm. I just had a deep, deep appreciation for their teachers. So I was working with the boys, even though it was a mixed class.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. These second graders are literally, stop pushing me. He touched me. I can get stuck. I had an hour with them, start at 2. I don't actually get start working until sometimes 20 after 2. Sometimes I just sit there and just let them wear themselves out and say, okay, so let's see. Let me know when you're ready. But sometimes it's easy to blame. It's easy to judge. But we've got to really salute teachers. We know teachers are people too, period.
Absolutely.
Teachers are people too. We can leave it as that, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But we need to support one another. Real quick, we're going to take another call. Kamau in the chat room said, Michelle, I salute you. I heard Stephen's story here in Spain. You've been talked about all over the planet. I have worked with you for many years. And yours is a story that needs to be told everywhere!
Oh my goodness.
Exclamation
that
mark
is
all over the place.
Send whoever that was, give
from
my
America,
love.
But he lives in Spain now.
Okay, well, thank him. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. We are finding though that we are, and thanks to Ade too, God. Ade, I have to tell you, we are getting calls and requests from people all over all over the planet for the workshop and for us to just to appear and whatever. But, Ade, I want to thank you, too, because you've given me an international forum to continue to, you know, to put my message out there. And I really want people to get to know me, Ade, because I want them to see that I'm really just a regular parent who just, you know, was in an extraordinary, I guess, different kind of situation, who just did something that I felt like I needed to do. But I want parents to see that I'm no different from, you know, from them, really.
Yes.
Whether they are in Spain or in Johannesburg, South Africa, where we're going, in the Bahamas. I mean, but thank you so much for that. I love that. Thank you.
Yes. And Glenda in the chat room, when I was talking about not having children, she said, Ade, you probably know plenty, and I do.
You
said, I don't have children either, but I feel like I have worked with hundreds of children over the years, and I know how to relate to them. Glowing Good said, it takes a village. I am a parent, and I thank God for the village. So the village includes the teachers, the Michelles, the life coaches, the ministers, everybody.
Yes.
We're all in
love
this together.
And yes, we are.
We're all in this
love
together.
It.
Let's take a call. This is Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hello, Michelle. Hi, Ade. Hello, family.
Hi, Celeste. Hi, love.
Oh, wow. I have two things for you. The first thing is my mom had me when she was starting her life over. So she left North Carolina, came to D.C. So I grew up with the energy of an adventurer, an explorer.
Oh,
so I was very fortunate that way.
Yeah.
Now, here's what she did, what she gifted me. She transitioned. Though I'm not sure all the time, but I'll leave that alone. She transitioned, but the gift that she left me is, like, I always mess with people. I can't help it, and I mean that in the most loving way. You know, like, you know, strangers walking down the street, whatever, just filling their spirit, and then I'll get them with something. But this is what I watched my mother do, and this is how she got extra help in disciplining. I'm going to pull in the village piece.
Okay.
My mom knew everybody in the grocery store in the 70s. So she knew everybody.
Cool.
They all knew me. They all knew my brothers and sisters. So she always had help. Because if we walked up in that store acting a fool, trust me, they would tell you, aren't you
right.
Mother's daughter? And there's just something about that kind of love and that kind of company that we can bring back. And so I'm going to give a practical tip. Get to know the people in your neighborhood. Get them to know your children. I mean, it's just such a safety net. And you build a love and you build a bond and you can get checked just like they used to do in the 70s. It doesn't have to be gone. So I just wanted to share that and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste.
How cool is that?
I love my listeners. I love my family.
I just love
what we fit in here. It's just so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Dear.
Elevate the Soul was responding to Queen Goddess's response, comment. He said, excellent comments. I see it every week with the middle school youth, the absence of parental
Yeah.
Engagement is missing as we wish to see the children flourish. Spend time in the classroom before you are called to do so. Do homework mm-hmm. with your kids and get to know how they learn.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree, especially the middle schoolers. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that it's fairly well known that standardized test scores just dip. You know, kids are going through adolescence. I mean, the whole change, in their little lives, too. So, but, yeah, that's got to be the most troublesome group, the middle schoolers.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. Love the tips.
I guess the key word is the word middle, because when you're in the middle, it's hard to stay in balance. You know, you get challenged. You're not sure which side you're on.
Yeah.
Did I progress or progress or just stay where I'm at? I don't know. I like what I see ahead of me, but behind me was a lot
that's
easier.
That's funny.
There's a lot of going on so many levels. And the thing is, you know, as we have this conversation, you know, I'm feeling like, gosh, there's so many places we can go with this. But really, my intention for this conversation with you, it's really helping people to think differently. Really help
That's
people
it.
To think differently. And, you know, we're not necessarily, we know, we're not, I'm going to go there. We know it's not easy. But when we're talking about conscious parenting,
mm-hmm,
you have
mm-hmm.
to consciously choose to do things differently. You may need to turn up the television. You may need to stop listening to the adult conversation on the radio in the morning hour with your children so that you can have time to have a real conversation. For you to be a role model for your future, for your children, you have to change you. And it's
Ajay,
you say, it's very easy out there. There's a lot of things going on. Yes, but you have to be in control of your own life so that you can steer your children in a direction that makes you feel happy, peaceful, and joyful. You know?
Yeah, and they benefit from. Listen, one of the reasons why I kind of agreed to do this show, Ajay, was. I think I told you my daughter is also away at school. No, we got two kids in college. But now that they're older, see, they're on the other end of it, and they're able to give us feedback on what worked when they were little. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little shy about this because if it wasn't really focused on academics, you know, I wasn't all that comfortable. But then here's the other piece. I forgot that there was the other rearing, like developing the whole child, that my husband and I kind of got right, too, because there were so many other things that were popping up what our kids were doing and some things that were thrown in their laps that they handled pretty well, and they gave us the credit for it. So, I mean, it wasn't all academics, and I tell you, just you're right, consciously thinking about and weighing decisions, how it affect your kids, and your kids will see it, though. I promise you they will.
That's right.
There are a lot of times, my daughter, Mama, I knew you were afraid. You and Dad were afraid to let me do or to try this, that, or other. But she's giving us the feedback that, Mom, you know, although other parents are having these experiences with, you know, her friends, you know, it's a different experience for us because of what we were able to do with them when they were much younger. So it does work. Really, thinking about what you need to do with your kids, it works.
Mm-hmm. Children don't hear what we say. They see what they learn from what we do.
All the time.
And we're going to take another call. But
when
you said that, I remember when I was working at the Boys and Girls Club, and sometimes the kids would come up to me and say, Mr. Abbey, why do you always do this? Why do you always do that? And I'm listening to them thinking, wow, how do they know I do that?
See?
And I didn't even think it was because they're watching. They're watching.
We got all the time.
We've got 3 minutes to release the show, but we're going to take this call real quick. Tamara, how are you doing, Joyful Tamara?
Good,
Joy?
Doing good. Good. My apologies.
Hi, Tamara.
Hey, Michelle. I apologize if you hear me yelling in the background. I'm taking my cat to the vet, but I wanted to call in. My furry baby. You know, I wanted to say that something that I've noticed, Michelle, and wondered if you have, and maybe this is for next month because we're running out of time. But I noticed that because we were raised in such a way as, like, children are to be seen and not heard, and emotions weren't taken into account, I noticed parents going the complete other way, and I made this mistake as well, where whatever the child is feeling takes precedence over everything. So the kids become kind of manipulative with their emotions. And it's like, oh, are you upset? And then even if you explain to them why you're doing something, they don't care on some level. on some level, they're like, well, I don't care. I still want to eat candy, and I'm going to cry,
right.
And you're going to feel
right.
bad for me and give me the candy. And I just noticed that we've gone a little far in the other direction from because I say so to almost because you say so.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that, Tamara. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Why I don't understand the one or the other kind of thing, you know, the extremes. Why can't there just be a meeting in the middle? Because, I mean, again, with me, my husband, too, he would always make the statement, well, look, someone has got to be the captain of the ship here. You know, it's like, yeah, we take into consideration how you think and whatever, whatever, but ultimately we make the decisions. I mean, you know, we pay the bills. I mean, you know, I mean, we are the adults. That is all has always been understood. And you know, we've always been firm about it and consistent in that. But at the same time, though, again, we allow the kids to weigh in on some things because, yeah, it was some things affecting them. We wanted their input on it, but ultimately we made the decision. And it's unfortunate that some parents feel like they are allowing their kids to, you know, to run the show. But I trust that was not the case here. Otherwise, how do you get from, you know, point A to point B if you got little ones running the show? That's just, to me, is ridiculous. I mean, they're limited, and you know what I mean, and in scope, in terms of life experiences. So I. Yeah, I've seen that too. Tamara, she's again, you know, she's dead on. But no, that wasn't the case here. And in fact, we had friends and some neighbors who we've seen the result of that, giving the kids too much leeway too soon, and that's unfortunate.
Indeed, indeed. So many comments in the chat room from Elevate the Soul, Kamau, Glenda, Glowing Gooch, notably Nisi. Thank you, Nisi. it makes me feel good to see my 12-year-old choose good friends. I've often worried about that, but he does a really good job when making certain choices. You know, and that's what mothers want. They're also giving props to teachers in the chat room and being with the kids, 20, 30 kids at once. But, you know, ultimately, I think if we can deal with the truth, and we were talking about middle school children, you know, maybe humanity, when it comes to parenting, we're in the middle school of parenting. So we're still learning our way, that we can be easy with ourselves and understand
Absolutely.
That I don't have all the answer. I don't have, as a parent, grandparent, as an adult, if we can say, I don't have all the answer, I need help, that's a good place to start.
That is.
We've got about 30 seconds or so to go. Michelle, anything else you want to say before we release the show?
No, other than just wrapping up what we talked about, this was, again, one of my favorite topics because, we're talking about parents, pretty much like you said. I love how you put that, dealing with their own stuff first before we can affect some real change with our own kids. And also, you're right about kids watch us. And if you think that they don't, you're doing yourself a disservice and them, you know. But that also plays into the whole be consistent factor that I kind of mentioned earlier. And the thing is, you know, if you be in pursuit of your well-being, and trust me, that will spill over to your own kids. And you know, the thing is, like you said, be easy with it because this really is a practice. And for people who don't have kids, you know, you like you say, you have something to offer. Yes, you do. At the same time, though, it is for the ones who are in the trenches. It can be a daunting endeavor. It can. But ultimately, think, you know, what kind of kids you want your children to grow in. I mean, what kind of adults you want your children to grow into. And that has always been my thing, too. I want them to be well-adjusted, happy beings who find work that fulfill them and that they're able to contribute to the planet. So
and
that's
so it
my
is.
Take on it.
And so it is. Gifted-spirit.com is where you can find Michelle. So if you want more questions, information, go to gifted-spirit.com. And she's here every last Wednesday of the month. We're getting ready to release the show. Thank you, everyone, in the chat room, on the phone lines, those of you who shared the show on social network, websites. Thank you, thank you. Those of you listening to the archive, your contributions, your calls, love and appreciate you. I'll be back here at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today for Ancestral Blueprints. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Love and blessings.
Thank you.